Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here, and welcome back to the podcast Winning the Game. I had the privilege to train tens of thousands of leaders from many, many countries all over the world, and I never seem to tire coaching, facilitating, and training leaders to discover more power, more capacity to access well-being and to produce results. Sometimes we are struggling as leaders. At different levels, it could be a sense of being a little bit lost, of not seeing clearly, of not finding the right focus, of knowing there could be more produced around us. Spoke to a client recently who was very competent, very senior, very experienced. He built his company to 50 people. He merged with a couple of other companies, and now he was in an environment with way more people around him and personally managed 100 plus people. And he said, I feel a little lost. I know I'm capable. I know I'm competent. I know I do good work, but I feel there must be a smarter way to work. I should be able to get more effect, more kind of, to have my efforts pay off more in the situation I am now. And what he shared is so common with people, like, I'm doing well, but I know there is more to get done. There is one question that I found very, very powerful. Surprisingly powerful, because it's surprisingly simple. But what is simple is not always easy. But it's as simple as asking yourself, well, what do I actually want? When you're stuck, you don't see a way forward, a good place to start is to ask yourself, well, what do I want? And I don't mean want like egotistically, like selfishly. It's like, what do I actually want? What am I actually after here? How would success look like for me? Or for the team or for my department? What do I desire? It's not just a want, I want this, but what am I longing for? What am I yearning for? What's my true desire here? What do I want in my heart? And that's not an easy question to answer for most people. I ask people this question many times per week in different kinds of settings and coaching calls. So we look into where are you and how is that working for you? And then I ask the question, well, what do you want? In 3 to 6 months, if you could have a real shift and a change, what's your desire? How would you want it to look? And a lot of people get silent and they say, I don't really know. I haven't asked myself that really. So that's my invitation for you today. Hang out with the question, what do I want? Or what do I desire? What do I long for? What's true for me about what I actually want? And if you get blank, congratulations, because then there is something new that could open up. Because when we get clarity of what we actually want, we get a direction. We might even find purpose. We find meaning. And choices become so much easier when we connect to what we want. So it's as simple as that today. If you're uncertain, you don't see a way forward, ask yourself at the new level, what do I actually want? And reflect until something starts to open up around that. You could take it one step further and ask, on the factual level, what do you want? Like, what's the external results you want? Then you could ask yourself, well, if that was to happen, how would I feel about that? And don't stay with, oh, it'll feel good. And then actually ask, well, how would I actually feel about it? And let your feelings get clear in terms of what you think would arise if you could create what you want. That's another missing link often. We stay too factual, we stay too intellectual, we stay too much in our head. And we don't connect to how we would feel if we had what we wanted realized. And as soon as those feelings start to become real, something happens and we might start to see a path to get what we want. So at least we see a relevant focus for a first step. And we can take the first step, and then the next steps open up, and the next step opens up. So that's my invitation. Look at what you want. Look at how you would feel accomplishing what you want, and what is your first step on that journey. So thanks for listening. More episodes most days of the week on the Winning the Game podcast, or find a link in the description to this video to wilhelmhaas.com, where you find more information about what I do and more content like this. So thanks for listening.